Welcome to Narratives. A young single mother moves to the country to find a new life for herself and her son. But first, they have to find their new home.
Are we lost? Asked Cal. No, said Billy Temple as she drove along the narrow dirt track, avoiding the potholes as best she could. I've been lost before and it feels vastly different to this. We're just temporarily sidetracked. Big difference, huge. Trust me, I'm your mother. Cal favoured her with a long-suffering look. The old guy back at the rental agency said we'd be there in 10 minutes. Yeah, said Billy. I'm thinking he lied. Or you're not driving fast enough. We've been on the road for 8 hours, Cal. We're on a back track full of potholes. I'm driving fast enough. So where's the house? It's probably just around this bend. Nope. Billy cursed and hit the brakes a touch enthusiastically, given the rough conditions, fishtailing to a halt an inch away from the nose of the biggest bull she'd ever seen. The bull stared. Billy stared back. Should he be on the road? Said Cal at last. Hard to say. The big bull looked like he owned the road. Maybe I could call him. Cal was halfway out the window. You think he's got a name? I think he has an attitude problem, she said, reaching over and tugging her son back inside the car by the seat of his bright orange board shorts. We'll go around him. The bull watched with complete indifference as she edged the car past him and then, with a dismissive flick of his tail, he continued on his way. Good to see that at least one of them knew where they were going. Billy took a steadying breath and looked around at the rolling green hills generously peppered with grim grey rocks. Granite grazing country, this. About 1,000 metres above sea level. Mild summers, bitter winters. She'd been warned. There was a hill up ahead, a long, lazy incline topped by tall gums. Surely the house would be just over that crest. It had to be. The rental agent's directions had been crystal clear and she'd followed them exactly. They weren't lost. The sun met her at the top of the hill, a dazzling ball of orange that seared through her sunglasses and made black dots dance before her eyes as the car shuddered and jolted over something hard and ribbed. A cattle grid, hopefully, as opposed to the bones of, say, a dead dinosaur. First cattle grid Billy had ever driven over. Is this it? Asked Cal, his voice sharp with excitement as Billy slowed the car to a crawl and blinked to clear her vision. And blinked again. Nestled into the side of the hill, a little way off the track, stood a neat weatherboard cottage with a tin roof and wraparound veranda. The surrounding grass had been recently clipped. The garden bed looked low on weeds. Only an old climbing rose had been allowed free rein. It ran up the side of the water tank and wove its way around the veranda in a lush display of yellow and green against silver roof and white walls. Beyond the house lay a valley dotted with cows, and in the distance more hills, clear to the horizon. To a woman more used to traffic lights, city streets, and the glint of light off skyscraper windows, it looked like paradise. Billy turned into the wheel ruts that led to the cottage, pulled up beside the front steps, and sat there staring. The spectacular view, the tidy old cottage, the isolation. No neighbours, said Cal. That's different. Very. Particularly when home up until now had been a couple of rooms above a publican's bar in central Sydney. Plenty of room to play, though. Play what? Whatever it is that kids who don't spend all of their spare time helping around a pub usually play. Cal wasn't 11. Billy was convinced of it. He was 50.
You've been listening to Kelly Hunter, reading from her novel, Wish. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.